are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we are inviting you to stay with us, trusting that our broadcast service today will be a blessing to you.
Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it is wonderful, blessed be His name, seeking for me. Seeking for me, oh yes, seeking for me. It is wonderful, blessed be His name, seeking for me. Jesus, my Savior, on Calvary's tree, paid the great debt, and my soul He set free. Oh, it is wonderful, how could it be, dying for me. Dying for me. Oh, yes, dying for me. Oh, it is wonderful, blessed be His name, dying for me. Jesus, my Savior, the same as of old, while I was wandering afar from the fold, gently and long did He plead with my soul, calling for me. Calling for me. Oh, yes, calling for me. Oh, it is wonderful, blessed be His name, calling for me. Jesus, my Savior, shall come from on high. Sweet is the promise as weary years fly. Oh, I shall see Him descending the sky, coming for me. Coming for me. Oh, yes, coming for me. Oh, it is wonderful, blessed be His name, coming for me. Coming for me. Oh, yes, coming for me. Oh, it is wonderful, blessed be His name, coming for me.
Jesus came into this world to seek and to save the lost. And He is no respecter of persons. He tasted death for every man. So whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Heavenly Father, we pray that as this broadcast service goes forth to this precious people today, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We're so thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world, and we know that You love everyone, and it is not Your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Would You be pleased to use this broadcast to help some precious soul to come to know Thee? For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied, drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsty spirits can be satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply.
Our subject for today's broadcast, wells, water, and marriages. Our text of scripture is John chapter 4 and verse 14. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Water covers 71% of the earth's surface, and it is vital for all forms of life. I read recently, and I don't know where they got this information, but I read recently that women spend 200 million hours a day collecting water. And of course, that's talking about worldwide. I want to call your attention to some things about wells and water. When Abraham decided it was time to get Isaac a wife, he chose his eldest servant to go to his former country and his kindred to get this wife for Isaac. The servant took 10 camels and other servants for the journey. He came to Nahor in Mesopotamia, and he made his camels kneel down outside the city at a well. And I'd like to read, beginning with Genesis chapter 24 and verse 12. And he said, and this is talking about the servant there with the camels, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah, Bethuel, came out, who was the born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink of a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hastened, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had given him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And so the servant went with her to her home, where her parents and her brother was, and there the servant made known what his mission was, and they discussed the situation among themselves, and they asked her what she would decide to do, or what her will was in the matter. And she was of the opinion, or the decision, to go with the servant to the land of Canaan, where Isaac lived. Abraham and Isaac lived there. And so they journeyed back, or at least the servant journeyed back, and Rachel was with him. And so as they approached the place where Isaac was living, he was walking out across the field, and she asked the man, Who is that? And he told her who, and so she dismounted from her camel and veiled her face, and she then became his wife, Isaac's wife, and he took her into his mother's tent. She became his wife, and was a great comfort to him, because he had lost his mother. So this wife came by meeting a servant at a well. Now, after Jacob had deceived his father, Isaac, Esau said he would kill him when his dad died. And so Rachel and his suggested to Jacob that he go back to the land where she came from. And Jacob then left home and started on this journey. And the first night, you may remember if you are familiar with this, he stopped at a place that the Bible calls Bethel. And there he had a vision of angels ascending and descending from heaven. And he made a vow to God. But he journeyed on, and we read in the 29th chapter of the book of Genesis how that Jacob came to a well. Yes, he came to a well, and there were a number of sheep there, and they were waiting for the time whenever the stone was rolled away from the mouth of the well so that they could water their sheep. And while they were waiting, here came a young lady, and with her father's sheep, and Jacob rolled the stone away so that she could water her father's sheep. And he revealed himself unto her, to Rachel, and told her who he was. And she went home and told her parents about it. And then Laban came to Jacob and invited him to come to his home. And he stayed there for a while and evidently began to help them out with their work. And Laban did not feel that it was proper for him to work for nothing. And so he made a bargain with Jacob, and he would give Jacob his daughter for a wife if he would work for 7 years for her. And so Jacob agreed to do so. And the years passed so quickly. But whenever the time came for the wedding, Laban pulled a trick on him and gave him not Rachel, but Leah. And when Jacob woke up the next morning and found out what had happened, he didn't appreciate it, but Laban said it was not right in his country to give a younger daughter over an older daughter. But he agreed to let Jacob have the second daughter, Rachel, if he would work for her 7 more years. And he had to spend 2 weeks with Leah before he could have Rachel. So he ended up working 14 years for his 2 wives. But he continued to work for Laban also. Laban was paying him now with cattle. And Jacob was there for at least 20 years whenever God impressed him to return to his homeland, which he did. And when he returned home, he bought a piece of land and presumably dug a well on it and gave it to his son Joseph. And we'll have more to say about that well later. Now we also read about how Moses, after he had made the decision that he would suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, he left the land of Egypt and went into the land of Midian. And he also stopped there at a well. And here came daughters out to water their father's sheep also. And Moses helped them and drove away people who was trying to block them from doing that. And they got home earlier than they normally would. And the priest of Midian asked them how it was. And they said, well, there was an Egyptian there that helped us, and we were able to water the sheep earlier than normal. And he said, well, why didn't you bring her home with you so that we could entertain him and be hospitable to him? Now, the Midianites were the descendants of Abraham by his wife Keturah. And so there, this priest of Midian was with 7 daughters. And Moses stayed there, and in fact, he ended up marrying one of those 7 daughters that he had seen there at the well and had helped the watering of their sheep. So here's another wedding as a result of meeting a young lady at a well. Now, the priests of Midian were, as I say, descendants of Abraham through Keturah. And Moses ended up spending not 20 years, but 40 years with them whenever God called him to return to the land of Egypt to lead the children of Israel out. And he, after that, we read of another situation. After Jacob returned to the land of Canaan, as I said a few moments ago, he bought a parcel of ground, dug a well on it, and gave it to his son Joseph. And after the Israelites came out of Egypt and possessed the land, they buried Joseph's bones. He had made them take a vow that they would take his bones out of Egypt whenever God delivered them. And they did, and they took his bones there near to this well that his father had dug years before. Now, later on, the king of Assyria attacked Israel, the northern kingdom, and he carried away many of the Israelites into captivity. And he repopulated the area with people from various countries. And so the Israelites, the poor Israelites that were left, mingled with these people of the various nations, and later on they became known as the Samaritans. And that's one reason why the Jewish people would not have anything to do with them, because they were a mixed people. Now, after this, we come to another well, or another time in regard to a well. After Jacob returned to the land of Canaan and bought this parcel of ground and dug the well, it became known as Jacob's well. And we come down to the time of Jesus and his sojourn here on earth, and he was at Jerusalem, and he said that he must go through Samaria on his journey home. Many Jews, especially the more religious, would not go through Samaria. It was between Judah and Galilee, and they would go down to the River Jordan, cross over, and go up far enough to where they could cross back into Galilee, or vice versa. They would not go through Samaria because of their attitude toward the Samaritan people. But Jesus, on this particular occasion, said that he must go through Samaria. So he and his disciples, they journeyed up across the country until they came to Jacob's well. And Jesus was tired and weary, and so he rested there on the well and sent some of his disciples into the nearby town of Sychar so that they could buy something for them to eat. And while they were gone to buy the food around the noon hour, here came a woman of Samaria to draw water at the well. That was a rather unusual thing for her to do, since it was only the noon hour. They usually came in the evening. But when she came, Jesus spoke to her, which was a surprise to her. The woman said unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" Or the Jew, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." And Jesus proceeded to tell her about this living water. And she said, "Well, we know that whenever the Messiah comes, he will tell us all things." And Jesus then told her that he was the Messiah. So here Jesus was talking to this woman at the well and telling her how that she could become a part of his bride. Yes, Jesus Christ has a bride. His bride is the church, and the church is his bride. And so he was telling her, even though she was not a Jew, he was telling her how that she could become a part of the bride of Christ, the church of the living God. Now, beloved, Jesus Christ is the living water, and this living water is offered to one and to all. "Come unto me, all ye that hunger and thirst, and drink of the water of life freely." And so it is possible for everyone to have this living water that Jesus told the woman there at the well about. Now, I'd like to change my thoughts here in regard to the wells and weddings. Abraham had wells dug for his cattle. But in the days of Isaac, after Abraham had died, Isaac was continuing to use those wells, and the Philistines came and closed up those wells. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Isaac had other wells dug, and the Philistines came there and filled them up as well. Now, I'd like to make a spiritual application in regard to these Philistines clogging up these wells. They were literal wells, and it was literal water. But you know, beloved, Christ has living water for all. But Satan will do his utmost to keep us from that well. And if we don't watch and be careful, Satan will do his utmost to stop our well. We're told, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we need to be careful that the devil does not take the worldly things and stop up our well and prevent us from having this living water. Because we are not only to have this living water flowing out of us, but it is to be a benefit and a blessing to others. For Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It takes literal water to keep our bodies alive, and it takes this living water to keep our souls alive, and it takes real effort on our part to keep Satan from stopping up our wells. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We thank you for that living water that Christ is and that he provides for us to have. And we're thankful today that we have that living water, and we're glad that it is offered to one and all. So bless our broadcast to each and every one who is a part of our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing to you, and we'd like to hear from you if it is a blessing. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741. Our email address, truth@fred.net, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. Again, we thank you for being a part of our broadcast congregation today, and we trust that you'll tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessing abide upon you.
me.